This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Nelson Rago of Cool Blind Tech. And Nelson joins us this morning from Edmonton, Alberta. Hey, good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
So, Nelson, you got a couple neat stories lined up for us today, and we're starting over in Singapore, where students at Singapore Nanyang Polytechnique have developed the e-guide dog, a prototype for a navigational robotic dog on wheels. Nelson, I'm going to give a little description of this one, because we're about to put an image up on screen of a long push handle attached to a plastic dog on wheels with sensors on the ears. So, Nelson, I've done some of that description work, but tell me, how does this e-guide dog work?
Yeah, I think my daughter has one of those dogs. It does look like a toy from what I'm told. But it's on wheels, just to give an idea. So it doesn't have moving legs. So it's got rolling wheels. And basically it's using lasers to identify what's in front of it, obstacles. And it has a handle instead of a leash, which is actually, I think, probably good for someone who's blind, considering that's what people with guide dogs tend to use are the handles, since you don't get as much feedback with the leash. When we're talking about that kind of mean guide dog that a few weeks ago, for some reason was on a leash, but so basically that's kind of what it does. It's using the wheels to assist in its navigation, and it's not using so much GPS on this particular one. It's more using a compass integrated into the wheels. So as it rotates, it actually lets you know roughly the location that you're at and where you're going to.
So we know when we say e-guide dog, that could create a lot of different perceptions in people's minds. What are the main functions they're hoping to achieve with this e-guide dog?
They have three primary functions for this particular dog. So for navigation, like I mentioned, it has the it lets you know that there's pre-recorded paths that you want that you could be on. So if you want to go to a destination, it'll give you that feedback verbally. Based on there's a little short clip video that I was able to find on you. It was only 13 seconds long, but it was the only one I could find in relation to this particular dog. But it does have a very clear English voice that I was listening to, giving the user directions. So that part is for the navigation. The other part is obstacle detection, and it's using the lasers that are built into it. And when I'm talking lasers, I'm not talking something that will hurt you. It's just little lights emitting out, so it gives it feedback of where it's at. So it's something that's very it's actually similar to like face identification. So that sort of thing, where it's emitting lights that people can't really see, and that's giving you feedback, and it'll actually help you go around those obstacles as you're navigating your surroundings. And then the third thing, which is actually different from what I've seen in these type of devices, actually identifies traffic lights. So it's using artificial intelligence, and that's I don't think dogs can see color.
No, dogs, I could be wrong. Dogs are colorblind.
Yeah, they're colorblind. So they wouldn't be able to see the lights turning. I'm sure there's other means that they could do with the traffic flow. But this particular dog will actually sense the traffic. It'll actually notify you to actually go. And it has an additional thing of I failed to mention that it'll actually bark as well if there's an obstacle that's coming up to they gave an example of a cyclist approaching you. It'll actually bark, which is kind of cute.
Well, that's good. A little bit of natural realism in our robots, you know, still doing these natural things.
Yeah, so those are the three primary functions that it has.
Nelson, we know when we're talking about a product that could be, in the end, used to serve the blind and low vision community, it's important to note, was there collaboration with the blind community during development?
Yeah, so unlike the other guide dog that we talked about a few weeks ago, these people actually collaborated with the, I think it's called Guide Dogs Singapore, which is their main charity that they have. I hate to say charity, but it's their main charity that's out there that supports the blind. So they worked with them, the volunteers and the actual guide dog users to actually develop this technology. So while they're making it, not sort of an afterthought. So that's kind of cool that they've actually incorporated the actual users to develop this technology.
Mm. Nelson, staying in the navigation world, but going from Singapore to Austria, the Austrian company Tech Innovation has developed a smart shoe called InnoMake that literally tells you where to go. So Nelson, how does this smart shoe work?
Yeah, this is real stuff. We're talking about something real. This isn't we're not making this up. So basically, I think we've mentioned this before with other countries, but this company is actually making this product. So it's using a number of technology. So basically, there's a module that you can put on. In the video, it shows you can transport it to different pairs of shoes. So in the video, I think it was describing a particular shoe that that it was fitting on. It was kind of hard to understand because there's audio description and then there was the Austrian accent, and so I was trying to follow it. I'm not sure if you caught the video, but I posted it as a link to the article. But it was actually really cool. It's using a number of technology. It's using ultrasound. It's using haptic feedback. It's using audio feedback. It actually will work with your a smartphone. So if you need to have the audio feedback, you can have those the bone conducting headsets that people use. And then it has LED lights, which is what my daughter has on her shoes. So it's got the LED lights. So someone who has some vision, it could actually give them feedback if there's an obstacle. So that helps those people with some vision left over.
I do get jealous when I see kids running around with their light up shoes. You know, I'm thinking like I might want to bring that style back for myself as well. Nelson, so obviously these are going to be battery powered, and I don't know, sometimes you're out for a long day. So how long are the batteries in these shoes designed to last for?
They mentioned that if you use it on a daily basis, they didn't say how long for, but they said on average it lasts for about a week of usage. And then if you need to recharge it, it's about 3 hours to recharge it. The one thing I didn't like too much about it is that you have to plug in a micro USB, and I was hoping with the kind of money that it's going to cost to get these shoes, that you think they'd go to USB-C, but I'm not a big fan of micro USB. It's just they're horrible connections. But yeah, it connects with that to charge up your shoes. So, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I wish I could try a pair on, so that's how long it lasts, for about a week.
Any sense of when these might be available to the general public?
Well, there's two forms of this technology. So the one that they have available that's now, it's I think it's $3,800. I think it's 3,200 euros. So it's they're not cheap. And then there's another version that they're coming out with, and that's using a camera system, and that supposedly can detect drop-offs, like ditches or potholes or something like that. So that one is not quite available, but the one that we're talking about now. You can actually buy it from this this company, if you have the money to spend for it. But the people are using it, and in the video that I was watching, I found it very impressive.
You know, there are some people out there, Nelson, who would spend $3,800 on a pair of shoes. I am not one of them, and I don't know if you are either, but there are some folks out there. Put some Gucci on that, next thing you know, bada bing, bada boom, we're moving some shoes.
I have a great idea for these shoes to save battery. I just thought about it. By clicking your heels three times, you can turn off the battery, and it can extend the battery life if they enable that feature. So they can take that idea.
At this. Nelson just offering up free advice like that. Someone offer this man some consulting fees. Hey, Nelson, before we let you go, we're going to have you do some consulting for us this week with your weekly tech tip. So you wanted to tell us about some of Google's new assistant features.
Yeah, Google just came out with a bunch of features. Everyone, of course, is... I hate to say it, but lockdowns out here in Alberta, everything's been shut down pretty much. Kids are back at home, so all the schools are shut down. So there's additional features. It's called an announcement. So you say the keyword, and then you can actually make announcements. Now, before, when we're talking about this, you can make announcements throughout the house to other speakers. But this one is actually available to iOS and Android mobile phone users. So if you have the Google Assistant on your phone, it'll actually make that announcement to your phone, and then you could reply either verbally or I think by text. So that's one pretty cool feature for those announcements. The other thing is something that I like to do. It's creating a family bell, and because the schedules are just crazy, like there's independent learning, there's small groups, there's full class settings, there's the breaks and recess, and so this actually, if you enable that feature or create a family bell, there's ones that are set up in advance that you can just select, or you can customize it, and it'll actually give it notifications either on one device or even if you choose to on all your devices, because I'm always constantly setting manual timers, and it'd be nice just to have it preset, mm-hmm. and then just kind of just, you know, what the timers are for. So that's rolling out. You do have to go into the app itself to start it up, because I tried doing it on the my speaker, and it was asking me to go to my my Google Home app to actually to make the changes. So you have to do a few things in advance to make it work. And then there's a few other things. There's stories. So there's new stories that are available. There's new games that are available. So if you want to have your device read to you, you could just ask it to read a story. There's Am I Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I think that's the new game that they're coming out with. I personally don't think I could be smarter than a fifth grader. But that's one feature, and then a number of other things that they're releasing, like hand washing and things like that, like brushing your teeth. So they got that stuff available. So it's available in Canada already. So it initially rolled out to the US, but like I said, I tested a number of these features, or trying to, and it seems to recognize that the features are available in Canada.
Look at Nelson keeping his house on a tight schedule. Vice Principal Rago, the Dean of Discipline. That's how it rolls when you're with Nelson Rago. Hey, Nelson, have a great day, man, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great, take care.
That's Nelson Rago of Cool Blind Tech. He joined us from Edmonton, Alberta. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.